Hey guys, it's Megan Carroll, and this is Sunshine Podcast. Being a nobody has its benefits and disadvantages. One thing for sure, you get away with trouble or was never pulled into it. Drama was a huge problem at my school, but since I was a nobody, I never got pulled into it. It was kind of nice not having to stress over something as ridiculous as drama. The disadvantage was having little or no friends. Nobodies at school were automatically assumed as weirdos, the kids you never wanted to be caught hanging out with. And one thing I always remember is that nobody stays a nobody. You may be at the bottom now, but eventually you will be at the top of the world. I like this poem because I can relate to the emotions the author feels about being a nobody. I also like this poem because the metaphor she makes comparing a popular person in the world to a frog making obnoxious noises in a bog or swamp. I'm Nobody. Who are you? By Emily Dickinson. I'm Nobody. Who are you? Are you Nobody too? Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They advertise, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public like a frog. To tell one's name, the livelong June, to an admiring bog. I hope you enjoyed the podcast and gave you a better understanding of the poem. See you next time on Sunshine Podcast. Thank you.